since. African leaders on the Nelson Mandela programme, and I've even spoken at Harvard in the USA. I've also helped major players in the tech, property and creative industries. So if you want to ace your next meeting, win your next pitch, or stand at a conference podium, you can. I've been helping women and men all over the world to make a powerful impact and ooze confidence with these practical, fun and easy to adopt tips. So enjoy. Let's connect. Please do connect with me. If you want more tips, blogs, fun video tips, you can go to my website, which is www.estherstanhope.com. And my name is spelt E-S-T-H-E-R-S-T-A-N-H-O-P-E, estherstanhope.com. Please do link in with me. And you can email me impact@estherstanhope.com or follow me on Twitter and Facebook. If you just Google Esther Stanhope, usually I come up. The foreword of my book, Goodbye Glossophobia, was written by Vanessa Vallely, OBE. Now, she is an author and the MD of We Are the City. She is the most fabulous person, and I really, really appreciate the fact that she wrote this foreword for me. It's incredibly generous. So these are the words of Vanessa Vallely. I first met the power that is Esther Stanhope on the rooftop of Shoreditch House in 2017. I meet lots of wonderful people. However, this meeting was on another level. It was like a sun blast of both energy and passion, coupled with an extremely humorous outlook on life. It was clear from the offset that Esther knew her stuff given her background as a live producer at the BBC, where she got to rub shoulders with Hollywood stars, politicians and business leaders. She told many stories about holding cue cards for the rich and famous, prepping speeches and filling people with the confidence they needed to just go and be magical. The best bit, she wanted to share what she had learned about public speaking over the past 27 years with the world. It was music to my ears. We waxed lyrical about the confidence it takes to stand up in front of an audience and to actually believe that you know your shit. I completely resonated with everything she had to say, and above all, the advice and tips she shares at her speaking events and what would be in her forthcoming book. I sat there, wishing, why wasn't she around when I first started my career? Years before I began speaking for a living, I went through various meltdowns prior to taking any form of stage. On reflection, I passed up far too many opportunities to put myself out there, which was mainly due to my own fear. The overthinking, the intense prep, and the belief that I had to be an A1 expert to the world and his wife before I could ever speak in public. My biggest fear was that if I was asked a question, what if I couldn't answer it? What if someone in the audience knew more than me about the topic? And what if I had a blank mind? What if I had a coughing fit or pronounced a word wrong or even lost my train of thought? My fear was compounded by this image I had in my mind of me standing on a stage with the audience just looking at me, silent. I'm sure Esther is going to tell you all about it in her book. When I recall my own fears around public speaking, it wasn't just standing on stages that frightened me. Sometimes it was even the confidence to speak up and get my point across in meetings. I feared all of the above issues, plus a few more to boot. What if my idea got shot down? I'd probably raise my voice again. Things did get easier, though. It does come with practice. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Plus, a good book, packed full of useful tips, is often quite helpful. Like this one. I absolutely recommend this book as an aid for all of my own audience at We Are the City, full of city professionals, and the hundreds of individuals that I speak to on a regular basis. At some point in our careers, we'll all have to address an audience of some sort. It is important that we don't fear these occasions and that we embrace and enjoy them. This book is packed to the brim with real-life tips from someone who spent her life behind the camera, coaching others to be at their absolute best. Whether you're in the corporate, public, or creative side of the world, this book will guide you and advise you so you can smash that presentation and feel comfortable on any stage at any time.